This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson is still fighting the Battle of Bourke with a barrage of sour grapes. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, it's 3 years since the Senate refused by a wide margin to confirm President Reagan's nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. But old Don Quixote Simpson is still tilting at windmills, as if the battle's still on. Ever since the Battle of Bork, Al, you've been waging a vendetta against the American Bar Association. The other day, those sour grapes popped out again over the Bar Association's role in Bork's defeat. You sent a letter to Attorney General Thornburg urging the Department of Justice to stop letting the Bar Association screen the Bush administration's judicial nominees. That's one letter you should have torn up after you wrote it, Al. The ABA's advice is indispensable to the administration and Congress in assessing the qualifications of potential judges. Stop refighting old battles, Al. You're still blaming the messenger who brought the bad news about Bork.
Ted, any sour grapes have fermented into sour wine by now, leaving an awful bad taste in the mouths of all of us who recall the raw arrogance of you liberals who threw the Bork-bashing orgy. Some elitist liberal lackeys on the ABA committee simply went too far with their malicious comments about Bob Bork. Your ABA messenger pigeons don't belong anymore in the nomination process. Not 3 years ago, and not now. You must just be tearing up your mail, Ted, or you would know that the practicing bar is just as offended by the ABA's litmus test gimmick of recommending nominees just as the rest of us. The honest role of the ABA was always intended to be limited to assessing a nominee's legal qualifications, not his or her politics or conservative or liberal bent. Ted, the ABA Judicial Nominating Committee needs to seriously start serving the ends of justice instead of serving up a vicious attack on conservatives who don't meet your liberal saliva test. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.